Masters or cruise on the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Sergeant Stadenko. Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. We are changing from a code 3 direct pursuit to a code 347. Completely lost due to incompetence.
Thank you. but I've been such a fool. And I had to stand by and take it, baby. The bad times stay the same, and I can't run. Sometimes I feel, sometimes I feel like I've been to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. My name is Jamie, and welcome back, I guess, if you went away for a bit, or just welcome in general. This is my first show. Well, I shouldn't say first. This is my first show in a semester. This is, technically, this is where we're having fun, but there are no guests this week because I may or may not have forgotten, but it's okay. I showed up just a few minutes late, so, you know. Nothing out of the ordinary here. Let's see. Anyway, that was Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers Band, a request from me, Padre. I'm going to go ahead and try to line up some tracks the best I can, sort of wing it and try to get those transitions down as best as possible. Don't really have much else to say. A lot of stuff, I don't know. I'm back, I guess. I don't know. I went home for a few weeks, and now I'm back, and now I'm doing my show, and it's great. Don't have to commute in like I had to last summer. that wasn't fun. But anything for the radio, right? All right. I'm going to line up some tracks, try my best to keep things nice and flowing here. And I will be back soon. But for now, how about some Thom Yorke? There you go.
A self-fulfilled prophecy of endless possibility. You're rolling rains across the street in algebra, the fences that you can't climb, the sentences that do not rhyme, and all that you can never change. You down.
I steer clear of graveyards. They are cliche in my death-obsessed generation.
WMFO in Medford. My name is Jamie. You're listening to We're Having Fun, unofficial episode because there are no guests present. However, I will be spinning tunes for the remaining hour. I found some songs to play. A lot of new music came out. First of all, yeah, there was that new Car Seat Headrest album that just dropped called Teens of Denial. Car Seat Headrest, originally a solo project by songwriter, singer-songwriter, I guess, Will Toledo. And then it became a full-on, and then he, I think just recently, last year, brought on, like, a full band, and now they're going under the name Car Seat Headrest, playing tunes, and Teens of Denial, I think it's the first album of completely original songs with the full band, because I think they released, like, an album last year called Teens of Style, which was just, like, it was just re-recordings with a full band, of old songs that Will Toledo had written. But he was very prolific, very well known on the Bandcamp platform. Probably one of the most popular artists using that platform right now. Anyways, Teens of Denial. It's a great album. I highly recommend it if you like what you just heard. That song was called 1937 State Park, and then before that, Tom York with Analyze off of his debut solo record, The Eraser. Yeah, More music coming up, but first, take the ultimate cinematic off-trail trip to the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors and untamed wilderness with the IMAX film National Parks Adventure at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite, Yellowstone, the Everglades, the Redwoods, Arches, and Canyonlands are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org, that's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Let's get right back into it. How about some New Strokes? What? New Strokes? They haven't released anything since, well, check it.
Yeah. frightening place. The faces are concrete gray, and I'm wondering, should I turn around, buy another ticket? The panic is coming on strong, so call me inside out. No great German message coming in, only oh so small, glassy-eyed light of day, glassy-eyed light of day. The path trails off and heads down the mountain through the dry bush.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is We're Having Fun. My name is Jamie. I've been taking the reins for the past hour. I'll be here till 3. That was Car Seat Headrest again. Another song off of the new album, Teens of Denial. This song called Not What I Needed. Originally called Not What I Needed. I think Just What I Needed / Not Just What I Needed or something. The point is, if that sounded slightly familiar to you, it was because the original cut of that song, the original version of that song contained some sort of sample from the Cars song, Just What I Needed. They used the sample, and apparently, I guess that was going to go on the album, and the band thought that they had the rights to that that particular sample that they used, but apparently they didn't, and so they had to do was go back into the studio and sort of rework it and make a new version of the song, and that's what you just heard. Apparently the first version leaked online. It leaked online, and people say it's good. I haven't heard it, and I don't really feel like going out and looking for it. But I mean, I've tried, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'm kind of lazy, and I like this version too. You know, everyone has different tastes, obviously. But yeah, I think it's a great song as it is, and it kind of makes the person who was responsible for not, or the person who didn't let them have that sample was frontman of the Cars, Rick Ocasek. I don't know Ocasek. I don't know how to say his name. But the vocalist and guitarist for the Cars did not allow them to use that sample, which in my opinion, like why not? You know, like that's kind of silly. I see no reason not to. Then again, I'm not an expert on that sort of thing. But anyway, before that, what do we have before that? Radiohead with Glass. The song is called Glass Eyes off of their newest album, A Moon-Shaped Pool, which I've been listening to quite a bit. It's a great album, very sad album. I played like 4 or 5 songs off the album because I was so excited that it dropped. So that song Glass Eyes, beautiful sort of interlude-y track, but I don't know, I feel like it's not right to call it an interlude because it's just it's such an amazing song and it really holds up on its own, and I think it's one of the most beautiful moments on the entire record, which is really saying something. Love the strings and all that good stuff. And then before that, The Strokes with Oblivious off of their new EP, Future, Present, Past. Man, it's been a great year for new music, at least for me. A lot of great new stuff coming out in the first half of this year. So the EP is called Future, Present, Past, and it's called that because the EP consists of 4 songs. One is a remix of another song on the album, but the first 3 songs in the album, I guess, are supposed to represent the band's, in terms of their sound, their future, their present, and their past, in that order. And you can tell because, you know, they definitely, there's a noticeable difference in terms of what each of the songs sound like, in terms of songwriting and production and stuff. Like the song that's supposed to represent the past really sounds like something that could be off of, you know, off of Is This It? But Oblivious, the song that you heard, is the second track. It's the present song, and it's my favorite song on that EP. It's really, really good. I really like it. And it definitely reminds me of stuff off of Come Down Machine and Angles, I think. Definitely reminds me of that. Anyway, moving on. I got some more songs. I got another request from my dad coming up. But first, what about some No Age? Yeah, how old's No Age?
Yeah.
Weezer on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to We're Having Fun. My name is Jamie. My hour's almost up. Just 10 more minutes. But it was fun. Good. Nice to have my own show again. I took last semester off the radio for a little bit because I was busy. I wanted to focus on other things. But now I'm back and I'm very happy to be here. And I don't really have much else to focus on now because it's the summer. I mean, I have some stuff, but, you know, a lot of it's stressful. So it's good. It's good. Being kind of, I don't know, kind of ironic that I almost forgot about this anyway. I'll put it in my calendar for next week. Don't worry. Because I know you were worried. That was Weezer with King of the World off of their newest album, The White Album, or Weezer, and, you know, people referring to it as The White Album because it's white. The cover's white. A very, very solid pop rock album. I dig it. I enjoy it quite a bit. I think it's their best since Maladroit, in my opinion. King of the World originally didn't really like that song. It was a single. I wasn't a big fan of it, but it's grown on me. I think a lot of the album has definitely grown on me. And once you get past the whole like cheesiness of some of the lyrics and instrumentation, whatever, and just accept that it's a Weezer album, you know, it's good. It's a good listen. It's a fun listen, and it's real uplifting. See, before that, Santana with Oye Como Va, a request from my dad. Put that in right there. There we go. Request from my dad. Not sure when that came out. I guess Rivendell or Spinatron tells me it's from Ultimate Santana, which is a compilation. Not sure when it came out, but I know that's not his composition. That's a Tito Puente composition. And then before that, No Age with Sleeper Hold off their 2008 debut release. Some would say second or sophomore release, but debut release, Nouns. Great album, No Age, noise rock, experimental rock outfit with just a guitarist, the drummer. That's all it is. And the drummer sings, and it's really cool, and I like it. I'm a big fan of their music. I've been getting into their albums quite a bit, though Nouns is probably my favorite. I'd say I'm pretty much done. I'm gonna call it here. I got one more tune for you guys. I hope you enjoyed this hour. I will be here every Sunday, for the rest of the summer at least. I'll be here every Sunday from 2 to 3, perhaps maybe a bit longer, because I'm pretty sure there's no one after me. So I might go over a little bit, but I'll be trying my best to bring in guests regularly and maybe also play some stand-up, because that's what I did last summer, and just sort of get back into the swing of things. It's been a hectic week in terms of moving in and transitioning and all that stuff. Stay tuned. This is 91.5 WMFL Medford. Let's end it with some Wilco, shall we? Let's do it.
Covers. Saint is a sinner too.